Right, Kincaid Park at just after 3:30. We've just won our fourth Connacht title in a row. So Mayo 3:14, Galway 16 points. Comfortable win in the end. Comfortable win really from half time. We were 7 up at half time, we were 7 up at the end. And really from half time there was no doubt that we were going to go on and do it. Galway had a brief flurry area in the second half. They got it down to 4. Once we got the second goal, it was nailed on, and you know the third one finished it. Patchy enough performance in parts, you know, odd kind of tactics. Nobody in the full forward line for until Alan Freeman came on, to be honest. Andy was coming far too far out and was far too slow when he did come out, and we had nobody inside bar Killian, though Killian did win some fairly good ball himself and scored as well and won frees and all the rest, so Killian did very well inside. But we just, you know, you have to play at least 2 men inside, you know, if you're going to provide or if you're going to try and keep the opposition in any way honest. They tried the ultra defensive thing for a while. There was one point where they had nobody in our half, or then they had only Danny Cummins up there. Cummins is a bit of a live wire actually, even though Chris Barrett did okay on him, but you know, Walsh was good too, and Conroy was increasingly good in the second half. But Galway just didn't have enough all over the pitch. They had more obviously than last year. They didn't collapse like last year. But really, once we started to bang in the goals, that completely killed them. It wasn't a perfect performance by us by any manner of means. There's an awful lot to work on, and when we're head to Croker now, you know, the steps get steep pretty quick. I mean, I didn't see the Cork and Kerry game, but I heard that Cork looked pretty bad from the highlights I saw afterwards, and Kerry looked pretty good. So that's what's on the menu next. I guess it will be Cork next. Back in the big time. That's where we want to be. I always said that we needed to reserve judgment on the team this year until they got to Croke Park in August, and that's where we're heading now. 4 in a row, Connacht is a super achievement in its own right, of course, but nowadays it's overshadowed by everything that comes after it. But a great performance to do the 4 in a row, and a good win. And the sun's come out at last. Anyway, that's it. Over and out.